Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. And now, here's Rob.
I got it right today.
I noticed.
Yeah, I'm not Mike, I'm Rob. Good morning, or however part of day it is that you're listening. It's The Mike O'Mara Show. And we are knee-deep in Srokas today. Our guest host is Matt Sroka, Dr. Matt Sroka.
That's
is
right. That, put some respect on my name, Rob.
I understand.
You.
I understand. I'm going to add an Esquire just for today so we can keep up to a certain extent. We just heard from Mike O'Mara. He will join us for the bonus show tomorrow. He's had a week off with his son, who is on spring break.
I think it's been a week off to focus on TikTok.
I don't know if that's it. He is showing up a lot.
He is. He is showing up on TikTok a lot. So if you miss Mike, head over there.
I would like to see the TikTok of Carla going up to Mike and saying, you need to make a TikTok, because you know he's not doing it on his own. Carla is very TikTok central, and so she probably is riding him a little bit. What's the last one you put up? Was it the grill?
I put up a grill.
Yeah, the grill assembly in fast motion, or as you called it, a stop motion or something. You had a cooler name for it.
What did they call it?
Time lapse. That's it. Not fast motion.
And then I put up some segments from the show.
Okay. Oh, excellent.
Those are easy go-tos for me. Is put up some clips from the show.
I like it. So today we're joined by your brother. Let's lay a little groundwork so people understand.
Yes.
Who's the older?
So I'm the older. So this is my younger brother.
By how many years?
4 years.
Yeah, 4 years.
Okay. And so let's turn to Matt. Matt, you are a doctor yeah.
In literacy education.
So. Okay, not very a real cool. doctor.
Well, yeah. He's not a medical doctor. No. He's not. You don't go to him with flu B.
No.
Absolutely
we
not.
We need a new name.
If there's if there's a scene on the plane and they call for a doctor, I'm not standing up.
I'm pointing you out.
I don't think we need a new name. Still a doctorate.
No, but whenever there's an emergency, they say, doctor here? And what am I going to do? Point to Matt and say, here we go.
What if you're on a flight with him? It's Josh Sroka, Matt Sroka, and Dr. William H. Cosby, another doctor who is serving time in prison. So I guess this is a fantasy I'm playing out. Would you rather have Matt be the doctor or Bill Cosby be the doctor?
Great question, Rob. Thank you.
That's a very odd comparison. I'm just saying, no one is struggling on a thesis and yells out, hey, is there a doctor around?
All right, everybody has their calling. And it could happen.
I don't know why Josh is starting the show attacking me and my title. I don't know why we're starting this way.
It's been a morning.
All right, Josh.
Yeah, he has had a morning. So let's give him one little bit of slack. But that was a little aggressive, I think. Yeah.
No. Matt, he's a doctor. He's gone to a whole lot more school than me.
Okay, that's good. So where did you get your doctorate? Which high school?
From Salisbury University over there in the Eastern Shore, Maryland.
I've driven by it many times. Yeah, I'm surprised I didn't see you there. So
I was waving.
I like that. So, but you don't like wear the white coat or the reflector on your head or anything. You don't pretend to be a doctor.
No, I don't do that anymore. I sometimes put on the gown, though. I sometimes have to wear the gown.
Yeah, I didn't mean that. You need a stethoscope always.
Matt can write the obituary.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that's true. I can.
No, this death reminds me of the words of Charles Dickens. What was your specialty in literacy? Or was there one?
It was with adolescents. So my focus is on high schoolers and middle schoolers.
Oh, did you read a lot of Judy Blume? I'm trying to think what books were big for high school. Yeah.
No, I mean, it's the classics are things like The Great Gatsby, To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Of Mice and Men, of course, all Shakespeare
Catcher
plays.
In the Rye?
We love our Catcher in the Rye was one of the first books I've ever taught in high school.
Aren't we now against classics?
There's been a pushback to include more culturally relevant texts in the classroom and not just books by old dead white guys. There's been that push. a push that I'm supportive of.
Okay.
But yeah. But hey, well, Rob, I'm really excited to be here. I appreciate the invite.
He doesn't want to talk about old dead white guys, so he's moving on.
Let's move on. Can I just say too?
What else will we do?
It's a tough act to follow. Your show yesterday with Tony Perkins was excellent. So I just wanted to shout out to you, Rob, and I guess Josh too.
I won't fail this time. Yeah.
He was on for Josh was on for 20 minutes. It was good.
Yeah.
I had to deal with some stuff.
No, Tony was so cool, and he is really, I mean, we joked about it on the show, as a perennial good guy. He is the nicest fellow maybe in the world. Sent me a detailed text afterwards thanking us for having him, when in fact it is we who should thank him. And he wanted all the information for Jimmy's, because he's going to try to stop by, but I don't think he's going to wear a hat.
But he's going to try to stop by with the camera crew.
Yeah, that's what we're pulling for. That's what we're hoping for. Yeah, so that's but he is such a good guy, and everyone has been really kind to step in this week. Katie, my son, Tony, and now Matt. So, Matt, growing up, I have to imagine you were in awe of Josh all the time.
Because
he's your big brother, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there was an element of his friends were older. I wanted to hang out with him growing up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a period of that, Rob. I don't know. It didn't last forever.
Was he welcoming when you wanted to hang out with his friends?
I think for the most part.
Of course.
Okay.
For the most part.
But we are also a very competitive family.
Okay. Give me an example, Josh, of where you compete.
Well, that was most of our childhood. Everything was a competition.
We were playing basketball together. Mm-hmm. We were playing. You know,
are you as tall as your brother? Because he's quite tall, you know.
No, I'm not quite as tall. He's a little taller than I am. I'm 6 foot. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the minimum height for a doctor of literacy. I'm glad you made it. It's like a theme park outside the classroom. You have to be this tall.
They line everybody up. There's a ruler there. They line you up. Thankfully, my hair is a little puffy, so I just got over the mark.
I'm glad you made it. So I'm going to ask, just for fun, my own fun, we're going to play a little game, and I'm going to ask each of you questions, and it's going to be a fill in the blank.
Okay.
15-year-old Josh Sroka was blank.
Is this when question for me or for
Josh? Yeah. It's for you, Matt, because, you know, I want to think about when Josh was a teenager out there, you know, being a teen, and you're an 11-year-old right behind him. What do you think of when you think of a teenage Josh just before he drove?
Yeah. I think, Josh, you could already start at that age. He was kind of like the anti our dad. He was into like outdoorsy things. He was into, I guess he was more gifted working with his hands than our dad was. I guess the outdoorsy, sweet kid, the rebelliousness and the chaos would soon be on the horizon, but no one knew that at 15. Everything was still
chaos.
Maybe.
The blue hair wasn't coming yet.
That's not rebelling. No, blue hair means you love your parents. My daughter had blue hair and green hair and yellow hair and all these things.
I didn't know it meant that.
Yeah, no, that's what it means.
Oh, okay.
Josh, do you concur with this?
Sure.
You were outdoorsy?
Just go along with it.
Yeah. Did you use wild berries to dye your hair?
No, I think I went fishing. I think it's what he's referring to.
Yeah,
or I'd go backpacking.
Backpacking, fishing.
And I could build stuff. I think that's what he's saying.
You know what's funny is to hear you both and to hear Josh say backpacking, and Matt says backpacking, and he's fishing, and then fishing. He has the G's, man. That's that doctorate right there.
And I still can't hear the difference.
Well, if you would have gotten your doctorate, there's a whole class on it, on adding G's. And
yeah, well, I would hope that Josh would get his doctorate in podcasting, where we can really, really get some stuff done. No such luck, though. All right, Josh, the young Matt. Matt at, say, age 12. 12-year-old Matt Sroka was blank.
I think 12-year-old Matt was into sports.
Okay.
A lot of basketball.
Mm-hmm. But you guys weren't, I mean, competitive.
A little older.
Competitive is different than, not getting along. Did you all get along well? I mean, your family seems now quite happy. You guys get along very well. You do the podcast together, right?
I think we did for the most part.
Okay,
yeah,
that's
for the
good.
Most part we did. I mean, we shared a room a lot growing up too.
Mm,
so maybe too close and confined quarters at times, but for
like
the most
a submarine,
part, we
you
well.
Had to sleep in shifts.
Yeah,
yeah.
And one person's fight is another person just being competitive.
Okay, I get that. You see, I grew up an only child. I have a few stepbrothers, so it's a little that is foreign to me. And because of it, I think I've grown up, and we've discussed this on the show, I don't have any friends, and that it has been determined that Josh is my now my best friend, just based on the time we're together.
Yeah,
so before we move on, Matt, I have to ask you, and I did send you a Facebook request today.
Okay.
Will you be my friend? And I'm talking not just on Facebook, although that's part of it. Yeah. I want to be able to say, hey, Matt Sroka, that's my friend.
You got 80 minutes to determine that.
Rob, let's see how this conversation goes. All right, let's see how the next 80 minutes go.
Do I seem too needy?
And then we'll talk. All right, yeah. I don't want to jump into anything too quickly.
I was just hoping to go to my wife and say I made a good friend today.
Well, let's take it slow, Spiewak. All right,
I understand. I understand. Oh, I do like that you called me by my last name, just like we're back in high school.
I will say that's
a good sign for our friendship. That's a good sign.
That competitiveness between Matt and I, and really our whole family,
yeah,
we haven't outgrown it.
That's
still
great.
There, and
that's
we've
great.
Had issues before. Matt, I'm sure you've had it before with spouses where we have a family dinner, and everyone thinks it's a fight, and really we're just arguing about something to be competitive and stupid, and the outsiders think, oh, we're in a huge family fight.
But to you, it's just like, normal. Run-of-the-mill.
It's just normal. We're arguing over politics or something, and then it's over, and we move on to the next thing.
I love it. I think that's great.
That's fair.
Yeah. My family bets on everything, so I can kind of get it, because that's a sort of a competition thing. But I mean, it got troublesome when my father and my grandfather were betting at what time the key evidence would come in an episode of Perry Mason, down to the minute. They bet on that. They would bet on soap opera. My grandfather owned a furniture store, and the best thing about a furniture store is no one ever comes in to buy furniture. So there's a lot of time that you don't have stuff to do. So we watched soap operas at the office, and there got to be a running bet of when characters would die. And then, I remember it was on my children, and I think it might have been a character named Jenny, but she was in a hospital room, and all of a sudden, you know, they were doing a scene, and then we hear, and without saying anything, a guy who worked there named Steve took a dollar out of his pocket and handed it to my grandfather because they had that bet standing. So I can see it. I see the competitiveness. And also I see when outsiders come in, how it looks not usual.
Right.
So, yeah. Did your wife adjust well, Josh, when you brought Kelly into the family? How did she do?
No, she still thinks it's awkward when we fight.
Okay, good.
I don't know how Emily handles that. She's more. Emily's been around a lot longer, so
is Emily Mrs. Matt Sroka?
And she's got to deal with Matt all the time. So
yeah.
Emily is my wife. I mean, we started dating in high school, so high school sweethearts. So she's been around my family forever. So she's. I don't think she fully embraces the kind of way
she
we
knows
react.
What's going on?
Yeah, but she gets it.
Carrie and I are, I guess, married. Going on 28 years now, and when I took her to my first family event, and I mean a big one, like 65 people, I think it was maybe a Christmas get-together type thing, and I said, I'm going to warn you, this is going to be really loud, and there will be bets made, and it will not seem like Christmas at all, and then there's one guy who's really loud, and that's my Uncle George, and he's cool, just accept him at his volume. And you throw them into these situations, and them, meaning women, or our wives or significant others, and it really, it's asking a lot if it's a big, vocal family. So I can imagine the dinnertime arguments must be
that's
something.
That's a good point.
Not to mention the money exchanging hands at Rob's house.
That's it. Jesus comes in and turns over the table at my house.
No, I was thinking, we're very competitive. We haven't thrown money down yet. That much
okay.
for things.
No, well, you know, it's the money.
But we don't need the money.
Has there ever been a fist fight? Has there ever been a fist fight within your family?
I mean, I'm sure Matt and I have fought as kids.
Yeah,
wrestled around, but not,
teenagers,
no,
all right.
No. But we have a lot of unspoken competitions as well.
Enlighten me.
Well, I was trying to think, like, what are we competitive with? What are we competitive with as adults? And Dad gets dragged into this too. And because he's the one who taught us to be all competitive.
Okay.
So
it's a healthy thing. That's why your dad owns 60 houses.
Right. It's why we text nonstop during baseball games, trying to prove each other right about a certain player or whatever. And we have this thing when we go to baseball games, when we leave the baseball game, where no one says anything, but there's a little competition of who's going to get down the stairs first.
Oh no! It goes. It boils down to that.
Who's going to be down at the bottom of the stairs waiting and watching?
Wow! Wow!
Well, it's tricky because when you're exiting, there's a lot of people to navigate on the stairs, and there's a lot of options for which stairwell you're going to take.
So
it's not just about pure speed; it's about strategy as well.
Yes.
Yeah, is there one staircase that has more drunken people on it? Because you'd want to avoid that.
Yeah, well, usually the railing side you want to stay away from. They're holding onto the railing as they're walking down. You want to go the middle one with no railing.
But avoid the little kids.
I'm already into the strategy of it. I don't go to a lot of baseball games, but I love the race idea. I think that's fantastic.
If anyone wants to go with us on May 4th, that Sunday game, they can, at the end of the game, they will see us try to race down the stairs.
I will be there with you, and I will have phone in hand ready to capture it.
Right.
Are they going to do a Star Wars promotion since it's May the 4th?
It is.
The whole weekend. Yeah, yes. The whole weekend is Star Wars.
Yeah,
stuff.
If anyone wants to go with us, just message me, and I'll get you a ticket with us.
Yeah,
but you'll be forced to pay.
It's not like a tremendous gesture. Joss is not buying your ticket.
No, I'm going to just buy a bunch of tickets probably tomorrow.
Okay,
so, cool. It is. What is it? Is it Gunnar Henderson bobblehead? Star Wars bobblehead, I believe.
That sounds right.
that's someone who is drinking. They're going to say, wait. Bobblehead, Gunnar, but it's Star Wars Gunnar.
Oh, well, I believe that is something that all of Major League Baseball now does on May the 4th.
Oh, okay. That's good.
But don't worry. In June, we get a Cal Ripken Jr. bobblehead.
Oh.
And do you know what Cal Ripken Jr.'s nickname was?
The Iron Horse?
The Iron Man.
Iron Man.
So guess what he is dressed up as?
Iron Man?
the Marvel character, Iron Man.
That's clever. There's some marketing there. I'm sad that it's not a horse. Iron Horse was someone else, I suppose.
Lou Gehrig, yeah.
That's it. Yeah. He's good, too.
He's good, too.
As far as baseball goes. Do you think Lou Gehrig would be competitive with Cal? Do you think they would race down the stairs?
Well, before or after the disease.
That's too soon. That is way too soon. But think of the coincidence that he would get Lou Gehrig's disease. It's amazing. One in a million. Okay, so I have a question that Josh brought up before, and my joke was just as bad as Josh's, so I think it's sort of
you guys canceled each other out with your bad jokes.
Yeah,
there.
It was a cancellation.
This show's rubbing off on me.
So you recently bought airline tickets, was it?
Okay.
Yes.
We are going to Boston.
Yes.
And we're going to Fenway. We've never been to Fenway. So we're going Memorial Day weekend.
Now, may I jump in? I had a question that actually came to me as the weirdest things go through my head as I'm falling asleep because I'm just sort of zoning out.
Okay.
I thought, between the two of you, how many major league ballparks have you been to?
Oh, Josh probably been to a couple more than I have.
I don't know. I'd have to think. Maybe 10.
Okay, I thought it would be higher than that, because how many are there? There are 32 right now?
Yeah.
32 teams, 32 ballparks?
Yeah, so I'm trying to add another one to the list every year.
No, it's actually, it's 31. The Royals are playing at a local high school this season, so it's only 31 parks out there.
You're partially right with the Athletics.
Okay. Oh, that's right there in Sacramento, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the Rays, both of them. Are.
Oh, yeah, and the Rays are playing.
Such a stretch of bad weather for them. So, so what is your favorite park that you've been to? Is it Camden Yards?
It's Camden Yards.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because Fenway has the reputation of being one of those magical parks. So
well,
you must be looking forward to it.
It's a historic park. It's one that's on everyone's bucket list.
Mm-hmm.
We've been waiting for the Orioles to be good to go. We thought they were going to be good this year. We'll see.
I've been to Wrigley Field before, which has similar vibes, older kind of historic park.
Yeah,
really cool.
Yeah, the old Yankee Stadium before they tore it down, similar vibes. But anyway, so we planned this trip for months. It might even have been 2024 when we started talking about this.
Is one of you a bigger planner than the other?
Well, our dad is handling most of the planning for this.
Okay.
So he's got the game tickets. He's got the hotel covered.
All
right. Matt and I just have to get our flights.
All right.
And when would you book your flight for a Memorial Day weekend?
Oh, 2 months out.
Okay. Yeah. I think I booked mine in March.
You know what? That's about right. In March, I would start looking around or assign Carrie, my wife, to look around for the deals.
Yeah,
and then you track them
February,
for a week. Yeah, you track them for a week and then you pull the trigger. So
the
makes
hotel
sense.
Was booked, the tickets were booked, and I just wanted to get this off my list. So
yeah.
I went and booked the flights. Now, there has been some issues with my flights, but I think I got it straightened out.
You're not still on that subscription plan, are you?
No, I'm not. No, okay, no, good. They just canceled my flight and moved me to a different flight that overlapped with Showtime, so it wasn't going to work. So I had to change things.
Did you say, don't you know who I am?
Right, exactly. I was like, I've got to work. I'm like, I'm whole point of flying out Wednesday so I can do the show on Thursday.
Exactly.
But Matt, there's been this back and forth with everyone's got their travel booked except for Matt. And he is insistent on, he was insistent on trying to come the day of the game where the game starts at 6:30 and he's trying to arrive at 4:30 because he
I was not insistent on that come like that was the best flight price. Okay?
Now,
but you see, I know for a fact now that Matt has never been in broadcasting. The whole notion of having a flight booked to land 2 hours before an event makes my neck hurt. I can't even imagine it. Yeah, you ought to have a cushion now, of hours now, at least.
Matt also books his flights one way. Every flight is a one-way flight.
Hey, so you never go round trip. You never.
Two one-way flights.
Yeah. This.
Why don't you go try to justify yourself?
Okay. Listen. I have, and we can go into. I have three financial rules I live by, and you're touching on financial rule number three that I live by.
Oh, this is number three.
This is number three.
I'm sorry, I meant to do this. The number three. Very good. There it is. Number three.
Number three. You got to put in the work. Okay, you got to put in the work. And so I start tracking months ahead of time. I'm fully aware of every flight cost from every airline. Mm-hmm. And I watch this thing for weeks and months. Okay. So I'm paying careful attention. I know that the lowest price you can get from Atlanta to Boston is $47. That's the lowest price. So
how did you determine this?
Just watching the market for months. And I know that's the lowest it's ever been. 6 weeks, by the way, is the best time, I think, to buy it from my experiences to buy a plane ticket.
Okay. Are we 6 weeks out yet?
Are we 6 weeks out, Josh?
Yes.
I think we're a little closer than 6 weeks.
I just purchased my ticket, by the way, for $47.
Thank God.
I bought a minivan.
Yes.
I'm a minivan dad now, which I'm not really proud of, but
Do you love it? I don't. Yeah.
The Chrysler Pacifica. But I was talking to a friend of mine the other day who just bought a van too. And I had to walk away from the conversation, Rob, because it made me so angry.
Why?
He just went to the dealership, talked to them, and bought a car. I have spreadsheets. I watched this thing for months. I watched every TikTok video you could find on negotiating a car, so I knew how to negotiate for my car.
First of all, let me jump in here. And
yes,
Josh,
please.
I want your counterpoint.
You got to
put in
the work.
Second. I understand putting in the work.
I'm also hoping you can take Matt to the car dealership with you in a few weeks.
Yeah.
I got a great deal, by the way. Great deal on a car.
And I also feel, as an older man, when you said Chrysler Pacifica, it is my duty to say, well, that's a good car.
thank you. Thank you, Rob. I appreciate that.
I think that's sort of where it fits in. But the $47 thing, how many hours do you think you put into your spreadsheets and stuff to save, say, $100 on a flight?
That's my argument.
Thank you. This brings me to financial rule number two.
Can I get your ding? Yeah, of course. Please. This is financial rule number two.
For me, time is not money because my time isn't that valuable to begin with. So I really don't have better things to do that could be making me money. So I put in the time.
That is sad.
The rule is time is not money.
That's the saddest of the rules so far, because there must be something you can do to better the minds of the children.
Your wife would disagree on that.
Not that would make me money, Rob. Now, here's an example, too, that has caused much conflict in my household.
Yes.
For rule number two. You know, we got I-75 here going to Atlanta. It's about an hour and 15-minute drive from Macon, Georgia.
Okay.
To Atlanta, about an hour and 15-minute drive. There's an express lane option, though, where you can pay to go in the express lane with the Georgia Peach Pass.
Mm-hmm.
I will never.
They don't call it that, do they?
The Georgia Peach Pass?
Yeah, that sounds to me like the slowest road ever.
Well,
We have Easy Pass, Speed Pass. Great. I think I'll be going into the city on the Peach Pass. It's a leisurely 34 miles an hour all the way in. But yeah, I don't care for the name, but they do name everything after peaches down there. So
I know, it's a whole Georgia thing. Mm-hmm. And you know how it works. The more traffic there is, the higher the cost to go into the express lane.
We have this with the Dulles Toll Road up here. So yeah, okay. I understand.
And I don't know what your guys' selection process here, but if it costs $5 to go in the express lane, and it's going to take me 20 minutes longer to get there, I'll sit in traffic for 20 more minutes and take my time and get there.
But if you earn the very bare minimum, $15 an hour, you're still making money because you're getting 20 minutes out of $5. I would spend that with no hesitation.
And the stress.
Yes.
But who cares? We're going to the aquarium in Atlanta. If we get there at 10:30 versus 10, who cares?
Well, that's a good thing to take it. His fish will be bigger. I didn't know that Atlanta had an aquarium. Is it mostly catfish? Or do they have anything good there?
It's all peaches.
No, actually, Rob fish. And Josh, I believe it's the largest aquarium in the U.S., okay?
Yeah, I believe that Baltimore is quite well regarded. And I side towards Baltimore because it's up here. It's called the Baltimore Peach Aquarium. It's nice.
Yeah, I've experienced both, Rob. And there's not dolphin shows at the Baltimore Aquarium. I don't know what we're doing here. I don't know why I'm defending the Atlanta Aquarium.
Because that's this show. So you don't take Speed Pass or Apple, not Apple Pay, Peach Pass.
Peach Pass.
Yeah.
Peach Pay. Do you use Peach Pay at all the stores there?
We don't have Peach Pay yet. I'm waiting for Peach Pay to come out.
I just got the Apple iPeach. It was wonderful. I have to know, though, do you really, and people surround you, and you're a married man, do they really support time is not money?
No, they don't at all. So if my wife's in the car, we disagree about this. It's a fundamental disagreement about how we live our lives.
Yeah. Are you the driver? So you have the ultimate control.
Well, I'm the driver, but I do not, Rob, have the ultimate control.
You have the immediate control. Okay.
Yes. So if other people are in the car, I usually do the express lane to keep everybody happy. But if it's just me.
Or it's 15 minutes of hearing about how you should have taken the express
lane. I mean, there are times, like if I go to Atlanta for meetings sometimes, and at those meetings, I will, I will take the express lane if I need to get to the meeting at a certain time. Yeah. But if I'm just going
Time can be money.
In some situations, yeah. Mm-hmm. Shoot, you're already challenging my rules.
I'm just trying to get to the because you know when you're going into the city, and I guess you're meeting with Tyler Perry because that's what goes on in Atlanta. You want to be on time, so these are not maybe rules as much as guidelines.
Yes, guidelines. And, that's a good way to put it.
Marvelous listener Trip Affleck just says they're competing over aquariums.
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
I put Atlanta Aquarium toe-to-toe with any aquarium in the U.S. Let's go.
All right. Do you have a third? You have a third rule.
There's got to be a third rule. They come in threes, right?
Yeah, rule number one.
What's your third rule?
Okay,
it's
related.
This is the number one? This is the primary rule?
Yeah, this is number one rule.
Okay.
I'll say it once I get my ding.
Well, no, you have to say it. Then you get your ding.
Oh, I say it first?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a ding or a buzzer.
If you can do it, don't pay for it.
Like now, home repair.
Yes. But you don't do home repair. Your wife texts me and asks how to fix things.
Well, you know what? That's not violating his rule because he only said if he can do it.
That's right. Oh, okay. This is where the conflict
good
happens.
Point. Hire that painter.
Yeah.
Yeah. He would never hire someone to alphabetize books. He can do that.
Yes.
So you have to excel at what you're good at. Exactly. What's the last thing that there was any sort of friction between you and your wife as opposed to hiring somebody versus you doing it? There has to be an example that makes the rules stand.
Yeah, because it's exactly right. But there's things that I just don't do, even though I could technically do it, right?
Okay. So again, it's more of a guideline.
Yeah. So recently we had Emily slowly been painting our house, kind of room by room. And she wanted to do three more rooms and paint them.
Right.
And this is, especially we have three kids, seven and younger. It's a time-consuming process.
What are their names? Say their names. Say hi to them. They're going to hear this someday.
Okay. Silas, Faye, and Flora. Silas is seven, Faye is five, and Flora is three.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decided.
I'm not a mean guy, but did you make up those names, or are they from literature? Because they're not usual.
Yeah. It was more Emily came up with the names. There's kind of reasoning behind all of them. But
okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure you weren't out there throwing darts.
they sound nice, I think.
I don't want to cause trouble, but I think Josh's kids have better names. But go ahead, Matt.
Okay. I mean, we can debate the names. You want to debate the names? You want to do this right now?
Just
time to bring that up, Rob. As I cut out early yesterday.
I understand. I didn't mean it in any way. Okay, anyway, so yeah, I'm sorry. You're painting the rooms.
Half the house has been painted already. We want to paint the second half of the house. Now, I don't paint. All right, I'm not very good at it. I don't do it. So Emily's been painting.
I hate painting. So I'm with you there.
Me too.
I hate it.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate your support here. And so my disagreement with Emily was like, you painted the other rooms. Like, we can just keep on going, and you can paint the other rooms. But for obvious reasons. She didn't want to do that. The time consuming, the effort, all that.
Sure,
stuff.
Sure.
And so, but this is something that I could do.
Right.
But I wasn't going to do it, to be clear, but I could do it.
Now, you know, these rules are sounding a little flimsy.
Well.
Am I reading it wrong?
No. The rules seem like they bend towards your direction.
Yeah, I agree.
Couple more. Can I give you two? I get one more example. Rule number one.
Okay, please, Rule number one.
About the painting, I had a question.
Okay. Yeah.
Because did you put up the new stair rail? Is there a new stair rail?
There is. Emily put it up.
Okay. All right. I was texting with her about the stair rail. I thought maybe you'd get out a drill and you'd put it up.
So hold on. Is it an inside or an outside stair rail?
Inside.
And so how long did your house go without a stair rail on your stairs?
She just wanted a different one.
Yeah, danger.
We took it down. Yeah.
Okay. That's good. Thank goodness.
Yeah. She also did the light features. Things I feel like I should. I don't want to talk about this guy because I feel like I should be doing these things. Yes. I'm not doing it. And so
his wife will text me pictures and say, what do these wires do?
Okay.
That's sad. And she doesn't want to know that.
She's handy. She likes it.
Yeah. I don't know how much she likes it, but the wires aren't like being asked to touch them to Matt, right? To make him do something?
Not yet.
Okay. That's good. Well, okay. But would you say you have a reasonably happy home?
Yeah, a very happy home.
Would it be happier if they would stick to your rules?
It would be happier. One more example of rule number one.
Okay.
And they would be happier if they stuck to this rule.
Yeah.
There's a great quote by George Costanza.
I really thought you were going to go literary on this, but instead
I'm going Seinfeld. Seinfeld, where he talks about parking, and he says parking is like sex. Why would I pay for it when if I apply myself, I can get it for free? Which is a great quote, by the way.
And a good and very logical, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, and very logical. And so for parking, this is a big source too. I am willing and I will kind of walk wherever I need to walk if I can get parking for free. We go to the zoo a lot here in Atlanta. We can talk Baltimore Atlanta Zoo if you want to go there. But
I'd go DC Zoo, but go ahead.
Fair enough. National Zoo. I can't compete with that. There's parking right on the premises for like $10, but there's neighborhood parking for free. You just have to walk maybe 3-4 blocks. So let me ask you, Rob.
Yeah.
How far would you walk so you wouldn't have to pay that $10?
Is it a lot that is designed for the Atlanta Zoo? Is it like operated? I would 100% go there. 100% right away.
Even if you could park across the street in a neighborhood for free?
Yeah.
Because you're not going to the zoo without your kids.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I have all my kids with me.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's also the safety and security of being in that parking lot.
No, it's a nice neighborhood.
Yeah, they don't build a zoo in a bad neighborhood. No,
if I'm by myself, I'll park further. If I'm with the family, I'll go ahead and pay.
Josh has a valid point, but I would say no more than a block. I mean, because, you know, even if you walk a block to get to the parking lot, then you still got to traverse the parking lot.
Yeah, it's still a walk to get to
the zoo. So like one block. I think the only example of that I've really stuck to, and I have tried your strategy, is the old Uptown Theater in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
A beautiful old motion picture theater that I think is not operating right now. But they had no designated parking because it was built in like the 30s. And so you either had to pay across the street to park in a shopping center's parking lot or go up and down the hills of D.C. looking for a spot. I did do that once. I think I ended up in the lot, but I tried. So, I mean, it's not without merit.
I do go by Matt's rule when going to Oriole games.
Yes, we do the same thing with Oracle. We never pay for parking.
We never pay for parking. We know where to go and park, and we just have to walk a few blocks.
I wish I had known you guys when I saw Paul McCartney there, because the tickets were not only outrageously expensive, I think I paid $70 for parking.
And that's why we have a spot.
Yeah, I was going to say, where do you go? Oh, you probably don't want to reveal it.
Well, we've got some spots we don't want to reveal.
I understand.
We also, if you really want to put in a little bit of extra walk, like if it's opening day, if it's a playoff game, you park at the casino. It's free.
Oh.
You can go hang out in there if you're early enough, and then you can walk on over.
And make some money there.
Casinos are run by great people, so if you, for example, are caught not going into the casino, they'll probably just laugh it off.
And if you want to have some fun, take frugal cheap Matt and sit next to him at a blackjack table.
I'm not cut out for the gambling life with my rules.
You're not a gambler, are you? I would say, my wife is very frugal like that, but she's discovered online gambling, so now that's where all our money's going.
She's almost got the car paid for.
Yeah, almost. We're going to try to win a car. So when you go in to buy a car, when you buy your Pacifica, and you go in and you see the salesman at the Chrysler dealership, and do you have all this stuff in your head, or do you bring documentation with you?
No, it's all in my head.
All right.
But it's like a time is money thing, too. The time is not money. It's a mindset, too, because, they drag things out there.
Oh, I know.
But Rob, I'm 100% down for it. Like I clear my schedule of the afternoon. I'm like, let's do this. Let's talk about your family history.
Actually,
let's do the whole thing.
This may shock you, Josh. I'm in agreement with him on this. And I don't know if you've ever tried this one, Matt, but when they get you to the final part and they try to sell you undercoating or cilia sealant on your car, they say, I don't want to do that. And they said, let me talk to the manager. That's when you get up out of the office and start walking around. They get nervous if you leave the office. That's a great play if you do that.
And I'll say one other thing about buying a car.
Yeah.
The reason I think I was really successful is you got to get dealerships going against each other. So it was two dealerships with
the same car. That's next
and
level.
And then, I was going back and forth, like, what's the best price? And that really was helpful for the trade-in. What's the best price you can get for my trade-in? And then I go back to the other guys saying, okay, here's what they said. Can you beat this price?
What did you trade in?
Honda Civic.
It's a great car.
I know. With a nice little sunroof, I'm really sad I had to give up that car.
You had too many kids, man.
These darn kids. Yeah.
So how much was the sticker? I got to know, how much was the sticker on the Pacifica and how much did you pay?
Well, there was very little negotiation.
Ooh, it's hard when you start with I think you're kind of derailing.
It's just
because
a lot of work for $50.
they get it because they get the car from a different dealership. Like it's one of these where it's,
they're all hooked up.
There's a bunch of dealerships all hooked up. So I was getting it from a different dealership all the way in Gwinnett past Atlanta. And I didn't want to drive to Gwinnett. So it's their car. So it's hard to negotiate the price because they're getting it for you. So most negotiation occurred with the trade-in.
Okay. All right.
And I got them, the first offer they gave me for this 2005 Honda Civic was, I think it was $3,000. And that was what whatever they do, the K value, what is that?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
The Kelley Blue Book value.
Yeah.
And I ended up getting $5,500 for it at the end. So I was able to get them up $2,500 for that trade-in. So I felt
You introduce the trade-in before you started dickering about the Pacifica? Because I have found that you need to nail down the deal on the Pacifica, then throw in the trade-in.
Yes, that's how I did it. I got really lucky. I actually it was a perfect summer of events because the salesman I worked with, the salesperson I worked with there at the dealership, I went and talked to him. He was really nice. I called back a week later to inquire about the car again.
Yeah.
And he had changed dealerships. He went to another location.
Car salesmen are worse than disc jockeys. They are flying around. It's horrible.
And so I called him on the cell phone and I was like, hey, what's the deal? You aren't this. And he's like, I'm not. I switched over here. He said, but whatever they offer you, I can beat it. I was like, we're going to test that theory. And so it worked out really well for me.
Yeah. Was the car still new when you actually got it? Because you had waited so long through all these hoops.
Rob, we're not buying brand new cars here. Okay, that would violate some of the
rules,
too.
Was it a lightly used Pacifica?
A lightly used. I think there was like maybe 40,000 miles on it.
That's not that light.
And how much water damage?
We're going to float it over, and it's going to be great. Well, I'm pleased, and I'm guessing I'm just gonna guess a light silvery blue on the Pacifica.
White.
Ah, like a rental car. Nice.
Yeah, but the color wasn't important. It's about the best deal. I could go with any color.
Okay. You know what? I wish I could say you're full of nonsense, but I do the same thing when I buy things online. I do the same thing. I will take a Saturday morning and set it aside, and every 6 months or so, I used to call DirecTV and have them make my deal better. And if you wait it out, you get it. Now, I canceled, so I got the ultimate good deal. But that used to be something I do. So good for you.
Well, Rob, and it drives me crazy, and my wife is guilty of this, and we talk about this sometimes, is everything is now so easy to buy immediately, right?
Yes.
Like, there's no, like, it's so easy to go on Amazon, or I know you guys go to Temu and just get it immediately.
There's no immediately with Temu, but okay.
Fair enough. But there's no waiting game, hunting for the best price. Can I get this $2 cheaper? I feel like people don't do that anymore. They just buy it, and it irritates me.
And it is irritating. And also, when I step a step back, like I needed a new AC adapter for my board, and I eventually called the road company, and they're going to send me a replacement, but I needed one. So I went on Amazon, and they said, we can have it to your house in 18 hours, which is insane that they can get it to me in 18 hours. I thought, well, won't have it for the show tomorrow, because what am I asking is I want them to, like, drive it over to me. So I understand that you get jaded with the instant availability. You know, I think, I don't know, Josh, I don't want to cause a competition here. he might be more, you know what? I won't use frugal. I won't use cheap, but I'll say he's thrifty and he's invested.
There we go.
Counterpoint?
And nothing else is going on in his life.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, you do probably have a lot of time with that. Outside
I'm just saying, I got round trip from Atlanta to Boston.
Oh, we're back
for
to
$92, yes. Josh. Right. I don't know what you paid.
Okay.
Round trip Atlanta to Boston, $92.
I think I paid $200, but from Jacksonville. But here's my question for you.
Mic drop moment. Okay,
here's
go ahead.
Question
go
for
ahead.
You.
Yeah.
You saved $100.
Yeah.
All right? For all this time. How much did you pay the painter? Because you could have used that time to paint the room.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because time work, is always money.
That work is less enjoyable than refreshing Google Flights. Okay, I'd rather refresh Google Flights.
Yeah, I understand. And I didn't even know
there was I'm better at hitting refresh than I am at the painting.
Didn't even know there was a Google Flights. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know what? All hail the Stroker brothers who can compete about zoos and aquariums. I think it's great. I want to drop this. I want to move on so bad, but I find it fascinating. How many hours of research and clicking do you think you spent on the Pacifica, finding the best price for that?
Well, not just that, but like I did.
And the time at the dealership.
The negotiation
on
the TikTok
all of
videos.
It. How many hours do you think?
Oh, and these are like late at night, 9 to 11, where...
There's still hours, man.
Okay, I know, but it's not like I was... Kids were asleep. It's not like I was doing other things. Maybe I could be hanging out with my wife. So
yeah,
maybe
ignoring
that's
your wife.
A marriage issue. I don't know. I would say probably about.
Is dad still buying a car? Yes, Silas, he is. He's buying a car for a third consecutive week.
Maybe like all in all,
yeah,
maybe 30 hours.
That's too much.
Too much.
Well, that's over a long period of time. When
I
first set up my spreadsheet.
No.
Watching the prices.
But does that include going
knowing
to
the market?
Dealerships?
It involves narrowing it down to a Chrysler Pacifica as opposed to some of these other cars, which are the Toyota Siennas. Don't even get me started. I wanted a hybrid Toyota Sienna.
Oh,
those
my God.
Prices are through the roof.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
Yeah, so, I wouldn't buy a Toyota, not since Pearl Harbor.
So part of it is like, was even the work in knowing which car to get. All right.
Yeah. Well, I'm not trying to diminish the amount of work you did. I'm just marveling at how much you did.
Yeah. But it wasn't like that 30 hours. I was watching the baseball game while, you know, clicking through websites and stuff.
Yeah. But that's what Josh does when he's saying he's working. So why can't you do that and call it work?
That's true.
I left this conversation knowing less than when I started. That's what I know. But, you know, Matt, if it works for you, do it. And, what's the next big purchase in line for you? Oh, and have you started preparing for it yet?
The thing, Rob, is it doesn't have to be a big purchase. Like the plane ticket for $45 was kind of consuming for
could have been a big purchase if you didn't do all the research.
I know. I still haven't purchased tickets, actually, Josh, for I'm going that whole weekend to the Orioles on the Friday, Saturday, and then with Josh on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I've been looking at price tickets. And so I'm waiting to try to get the best deal for that.
And we might need to bring this back for another segment later in the show.
Sure.
Because this issue of Matt's is also now affecting his workplace.
All right, let's hold that thought, put a pin in it. We'll do some news, and when we come back after that, we'll figure out about
that. Not sure if you wanted to talk about it or not.
Well, I don't know what you've been talking about, so we'll see.
I you know what? It's the swinging Stroker brothers here today. I love it on the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike will be back for the bonus tomorrow, but now we're going to do some news, and I'll say it to him even though he's not here. Mike, we have a promo here.
This week's bonus show has it all. Chickens, lions, amusement parks, and even Carla on social media.
Let me offer a diversion.
On the main road, there's chickens walking around.
But are the chickens safe with all the cattle?
Mrs. O'Mara is, as I think you will all agree, easy on the eye. She's a very, very beautiful.
No, I did not slap her. I just high-fived her face.
Well, I hope Hershey Park burns to the ground. That place. Where did you buy these again?
Team Menu. I like that.
Hey, there's still time to book a cabin and have fun on the high seas this December on the TMOS Love Boat. Get the details now at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Enough with the winking, asshole.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Bring on the bank holiday. At Matalan, there's up to 20% off homeware and fashion styles. Save big on thousands of lines across women's, men's, kids' home, and even luggage too. Shop in-store and online at matalan.co.uk now. T's and C's apply. Selected lines only.
I got to ask you, Matt. You ever get almost let's say you're up late researching a Chrysler product. Do you ever get too tired to fall asleep? You know that feeling when you just got so many things running around in your head and you're exhausted? You can't fall asleep. It's the worst.
Yeah, that Excel spreadsheet keeps me up.
It does. What you need is to get rid of Excel and get on to Soul, because the team at Soul just launched something. They're out-of-office nightcap gummies, which are similar to their very well-received sleepy gummies, but nightcap gummies have 3 milligrams of THC for people who require something just a little stronger to go to sleep. THC and melatonin in Soul's Nightcap gummies work together to promote deep, restorative sleep. How? Well, THC helps you go to sleep faster and stay asleep longer. The melatonin signals to your body that it's time to sleep, and Soul's out-of-office Nightcap gummies also contain CBN and CBD so you can sleep deeply and wake up without feeling groggy. It's fantastic, and it's also delicious. They taste like blueberry lemonade. You're going to love it. All my tubes and wires and careful notes and antiquated notions, science! Plus, if you want to treat yourself, crack open a cold, out-of-office, sparkling THC beverage, delicious and relaxing and perfect for the TMOS cocktail parties that we are going to have on the boat. Do you think the boat could stock some Soul for us?
I've been doing a little bit of Soul research as far as travel.
Oh, good.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Well, keep
me
updated.
Not for cocktails. But.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see. But anyway, doesn't mean you can't have it anyway at your house. I subscribe to these products. I love them. They work.
Well.
So hit snooze on crappy sleep and prepare for a great night. Go to GetSoul.com and use code TMOS for 30% off your order. That's 30% off your order using code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com and code TMOS for 30% off. And I wrote this slogan for them. Rock-a-bye baby on the treetop. Take a Soul gummy. Insomnia will stop. Ha-ha. Perfect. Now we do news. And I have to give credit to my son, Robert, for giving us this lead story today. I love the fact that now documents are becoming declassified as they age. Government documents are coming out, and we're finding out things. We still don't really have anything great on the Kennedy assassination.
No, they put it out there, but nothing fun.
Nothing fun, nothing exciting, nothing
not
too
that
different.
An assassination's fun.
You know what?
New.
Assassinations can be great if you have the details. But declassified Cold War-era CIA files actually have a detailed document talking about Soviets encountering aliens that when they saw them, the Soviet soldiers turned to stone.
Yes, I saw this.
You did?
Yes, okay. I saw this. It is, yeah.
It's in 1991. There is a 250-page document saying that a large, a large disc-shaped object descended into the Soviet Union. It was glowing white. These aliens got out. They became, they merged together into one glowing globule of aliens. And then the soldiers that saw them, the Soviet soldiers, turned to stone. And people that just saw them a little bit got sick but did not turn to stone. So
they
beware.
Turned to stone and remained stone?
That's it. Yeah. I mean, the ones that got, they drew the bad card, they stayed as rocks are. So,
are they displayed somewhere, these rock people?
I don't think so. It does. It says here, they're at the Atlanta Aquarium. But no. KGB allegedly took custody of the, and I love that they call them this, the petrified soldiers and the ruined spacecraft, and they have them in a secret base near Moscow.
Oh, just like our secret bases that we have here with our aliens.
Yeah, Roswell. So all that going on. You know what? That story is silly. But do you guys believe, I know Mike does, do you believe in outer space creatures?
Well, Matt and I used to bond over, Matt didn't listen to Don and Mike or anything for talk radio.
What a
jerk.
But
we would bond over Coast to Coast.
Yeah, Art Bell.
Oh, that guy's a nutball. Yeah, but did you listen to it because you believed his stuff or because it was entertaining?
Hey, can I tell you something? On Facebook.com, that website that Rob has friend requested me on.
All the kids love it. Facebook.com. Yeah. Yes.
Well, this was a relatively new thing in college, right?
Right.
And I started, which I think was the first ever, the CWBA group, Facebook group, Christians Who Believe in Aliens was the name of the Facebook group. And I started this Facebook group, and we would be, because it was a little bit that first aliens, there was like a disconnect between Christianity and aliens.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know you both are
I was trying to bridge that gap.
You both, I assume both of you from the same household are men of God, and that's awesome, but they don't talk about aliens in the Bible. So how did you do that? Or do they? Uninformed?
They do. There's lots of references people will say perhaps are aliens.
Okay. Is that in the book of Ruth?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Even some of the angel stuff with coming down from heaven or something, they'll right. make some connections to aliens.
Is that group still exist on Facebook?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. It's been a while. I should go check.
You really should.
I assume it never goes away, right?
Yeah.
I thought the end of this story was going to be, and now it's 40,000 people deep.
No, I think the most it had was 4.
That's not bad. You know, you should call the Pope, because if you could get him on board, you'd really
That's
have
true.
Something.
That's true. We have something there.
What do you say? Hey, Pope, we'll let you in, but you got to cross promote. You got to like. You got to hit like and follow.
But I think we're both open to there's more than we know.
Open-minded. Okay. That's how I put myself. Open-minded. I don't know, but open-minded.
All right. Time Magazine. I don't know if it even exists as a magazine anymore. No one subscribes to magazines anymore. But they still continue to put out their 100 most influential people of 2025. And I'll read
you
some of them.
The list?
I did not make the list. They were between putting me on artists or icons. And
you're
since
still
I didn't
at 101.
Really, I still didn't really fall in. So tell me if you agree as these people as influential under artists. Ed Sheeran, I don't think he's that influential. Scarlett Johansson.
I think two other musicians he is.
Okay, that's good.
Oh, I think that's where that is.
Matt, are you an Ed Sheeran guy?
Yeah, I'm not anti-Ed Sheeran. Okay. Sure, so I'll buy him as influential.
Okay, good. Scarlett Johansson?
No.
No,
What, her husband?
Like, no, I don't know. Kristen Bell?
I don't know really how we determine influence, to be honest.
Well, Time Magazine does it, you know. Yeah, you have to sort of go with them. I don't like when people are on influential lists and I don't know who they are. Because I guess they're not
how influential are
me.
They? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Diego Luna from the series Andor. It's a Star Wars series. I don't know who that is.
I've never heard of that person.
Daniel Day Kim from Lost. And Lost hasn't been on the
Lost
air forever.
Been out forever.
Yeah, yeah. Icons, they named Jalen Hurts from the Eagles, Adrian Brody. I don't think he's an icon of anything.
Okay.
And Demi Moore, which I think is nice, but,
It's nice, but I don't think of her necessarily as an icon.
Yeah, and I'm not influenced by her. And then as leaders, I think probably the most exciting one is, of course, Vice President J.D. Vance.
I mean, if you're vice president, you're going to be put on that list.
Exactly. There you are. So those are the people who are influencing. I guess time is at your local newsstand. So.
And for the record, we have two magazines that come to our house.
What do you get? A month.
Well, they're kid magazines, National Geographic for kids,
mm-hmm.
and the Highlight magazine, if you guys remember that still exists. And my kids still get that Highlight magazine.
I didn't know anyone could subscribe to Highlights. I thought that just went to doctor's offices.
Yeah, that's the only way I've seen it is doctor's offices. Yeah.
Well, it was part of the doctoral program I went to. It shows you how you can sign up for Highlights. And so it's just not available to anybody.
How are you at spotting the differences?
I'm a master, actually. That's part of one of the courses was all about Highlights magazines, how to complete them, including spotting those differences.
They still have Goofus and Gallant?
I don't know.
Goofus is such a dick. Anyway, Josh teased you about it, but this is on the Associated Press this morning. All prices go up on Temu and Shine, or as I heard them say today, Shein.
Shein.
April 25th. That's the day the prices go up.
Oh, I thought it was May 2nd. That's
no, they're saying April 25th now, and it's due to the 145% tariff on China. But here's the thing that I hadn't thought about. I mean, everybody's going to absorb costs. They're going to absorb costs. But did you know that between the two of them, they are the biggest internet advertiser out there? And when they start losing their business, that's going to be bad news for Facebook, Instagram, Snap, X, and TikTok, because they're not going to be able to advertise the extraordinarily low prices anymore. So it's going to actually have a ripple effect throughout the entire internet.
And all those companies you mentioned need the money.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Well, they live off advertisements. That's how they exist. Yeah, that's how they make money.
All right. This is great if you live in Seattle. We don't normally do Help Wanted ads, but this is a good one. So the Seattle police is looking for volunteers age 21 and over to consume marijuana and then allow officers to practice standard field sobriety tests on them. So they're actually putting out a call. They say, please don't drive yourself. And even though they will not provide the weed, I love this, the police are going to provide snacks. And I bet they go great.
Is this a trick?
No, I thought it might be a trick.
Sounds like a trap.
There's the old urban legend of the people that would get like an invitation to an exclusive party to watch the Redskins game, and they would, because they were called that then, and they'd show up at like a hotel ballroom, and they were all like tax evaders, and they'd arrest them all in one place.
All right, that was a true story, right?
Yeah, I think it was. I mean, I heard enough about it, but just remember, if you provide your own product, they want to see the receipts. I don't know why. Thing sounds a little off.
Trying to get to the source here. Yeah, our the Queen Anne's County where I used to live, their Facebook would often have like post lost items, and like if this is your item, please come and get it. And I always assumed that those lost items were for people they were trying to catch.
Yeah,
and
I would think
come
so.
In and get their lost item.
Because if you have a lost item, you would go there on your own, right?
Yeah,
you would know it's lost. All right.
And here's the story. The U.S. Marshals used Redskin NFL tickets to catch 100 fugitives in
that's
one day.
That's what it was, yeah. And that's
tickets.
Pretty good, yeah.
No, that's great. 101 showed up, they arrested 100.
And the last one got the tickets.
That's how that works.
Good for him. You know what? I like when law enforcement can be fun. McDonald's is bringing back something that they're calling a legendary fan favorite, and it is not mine. I'm curious that they're making a big deal about this. Do you care that they're bringing back the snack wrap?
Oh, I love the snack wrap.
It's coming back. Good. It's coming back.
I like both the chicken snack wraps and the Big Mac snack wraps.
I don't like snacks that come wrapped in a tortilla if it's not like a taco or a burrito. I think it's
no. What I liked about the snack wrap is it was small.
Okay.
So it's a snack.
Yeah, and 99, and I guess they were 99 cents probably then.
Yeah, now they're probably $5.
They released on X, which used to be called Twitter, I'm told. It says /14/2025, which means they're going to probably release it on the 14th of a certain month. I'm guessing the summer, but get ready if you like the snack wrap. So you're excited about this.
Oh yeah, I'll get it.
Okay. I've never touched a snack wrap, and I'm not going to start now. And I do feel like McDonald's every other month has a new promo they're really pushing hard for. So this is just the next in a long line.
Yeah, but you know what? They advertise a lot, just like Temu. Oh, hold on.
True.
Now, if I say to you the name Jimmy Donaldson, does that mean anything to you?
No.
That's Mr. Beast.
That is Mr. Beast. Josh, you're so
okay,
good.
Okay, Josh, look at you.
Yeah, you are very plugged into pop culture. And you know I hate Mr. Beast. And that's why I wanted to bring this to you. Kind of like the Fry Fest thing that went down a couple years ago. He sold the Mr. Beast experience for $1,000 you could pay and go to Las Vegas and stay at the Resorts World Hotel. And he promised so many great things, like a surprise package, drink vouchers, exclusive Mr. Beast merchandise. Well, it didn't really deliver. The promo pack, all the merch was kids' shorts and extra small, all logoed with Mr. Beast.
Sure.
Kids' shorts, an extra small shirt, a hat, and a medium-sized shirt. And they did some research. All of these items are on the Mr. Beast website at discount prices. So he's just moving out merchandise. They were told that they would get this drink voucher. And this is not a budget-friendly place. This is going to drive Matt crazy.
Why kid clothing and then a drink voucher? Like, the two things don't go together.
Well, I mean, I think that they were expecting adults and they just gave them the crap. But it was a $50 drink voucher, but one of the attendees bought a cocktail there that was $63. So she only got a partial drink based on that. Mr. Beast says this is definitely not the experience that we'd hope they'd deliver. Yes. Also, he did not show up.
Well, because he probably wasn't supposed to. They just sold the naming rights for this event.
Maybe, but still.
You know what? It's like the Love Boat. We hope Mike shows up, but who knows?
I think he will. I do.
No, he will.
And
we
everyone
gets the prize packs.
Everyone gets kids' shorts. Haley Joel Osment had a bad weekend. He was greeted when police were called for someone, and I want to find the actual thing here. It says he was an unruly skier and drunk in public. He's now 37. The kid from
Sixth Sense.
Yeah, the Sixth Sense, and he looks horrifying, but he got cuffed on April 8th, and they said he's had some bad times lately, and he's working on it. But he lost his entire house in the fires in Los Angeles.
So he was drunk skiing.
Yeah, he was drunk skiing.
Is that what's going on?
Yeah, and so they arrested him at that Mammoth Mountain ski area. So
is that against the law to be drunk and skiing?
I think he was unruly.
Oh, the unruly
part.
Okay,
all right. That'll do it. Yeah. I don't think you can tell the difference between a drunk skier and a bad skier.
Not with me. You can't at all. And I don't drink anymore. I still look the same. I see drunk people. Now, we talked before the show about Amanda Bynes. She's joined OnlyFans. Bless her heart. Can we bring up a picture of the young, lovely Amanda Bynes so you can see? Perhaps you remember her from her. She did the Amanda Show. She did stuff on Nickelodeon. She'd made a couple movies. She was quite the thing for a while. But the good news is she's not doing sleazy content. She just wants to DM with her fans, and she's excited to join OnlyFans. It's $50 a month. How does she look now, this woman that you'll be chatting with?
Oh, she's got a few tattoos.
And always a drink.
Went to town with that Sharpie on the eyebrows.
Hey, I appreciate the attempt to try to class up OnlyFans and just do it for friendly DMing. I appreciate that attempt.
I think it's very nice. And, finally, and we were talking about flying before. Did you hear about this? A United flight from Denver to Edmonton, an international flight, had to make an emergency landing on Sunday after a bunny rabbit jumped into the engine. Sad, right?
Before takeoff, I'm assuming.
Or did it
have quite the jump?
It was sucked in on takeoff, is what they think.
Poor timing.
Yeah, it is. And I think a lot of people were upset when they looked out and saw the fireballs that it caused in the engine that the rabbit got sucked through. I saw a video of it. Yeah.
Doesn't that happen to birds all the time?
Yeah, it happens more often than not. I mean, it's not always like a Chesley Sullenberger thing, but it's right, little
what
birds.
Makes a rabbit different that they have to have an emergency landing for a rabbit versus a bird?
I think it was mostly because when you see balls of flame coming out of engine number two, the passengers get upset. I think they probably wanted to calm them down. I'm sure the flight was safe.
So maybe the fur.
Yeah.
There's more fur. They probably got more meat to them. Yeah.
I love the fact that there is actual tape of the pilot going down the line saying, rabbit through the number two. That'll do it. And that's what he said because he knew that they sucked up a rabbit. So I guess the takeaway from this is happy Easter. And everybody, I'm really sorry that your Cadbury eggs are just a little melted.
And a new excuse for parents if the Easter Bunny doesn't show up this year.
Yeah, well, the Easter Bunny flew United. Sorry, son. It just didn't work out. But be on the lookout. Geese, rabbits, small people. Any of these things can ruin your flight. When we come back, more with the Brothers Sroka. It'll be fun. Back after this. Boy, we've been talking. You a pet owner, Matt?
No, no pets. I'm a little anti-pets, to be honest.
Too expensive?
Yeah, too expensive. That's exactly right, Rob.
I understand. But if you have a cat, and I've had a cat, several of them, if your cat is having digestive issues, throwing up their food, or in need of a diet upgrade, listen up. This podcast is sponsored by Smalls. Smalls Cat Food has protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients that you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. That's why Cats.com named Smalls their best overall cat food. That's pretty amazing. And you can get 35% off plus an additional 50% off your first order. Just head over to Smalls.com and use the code TMOS. Customer Elizabeth, actual customer, says, my cat was always so-so with her usual food, but is much better now, and she poops much less frequently, and it doesn't smell disgusting like it used to. And I think that's a win for everybody. After switching to Smalls, 88% of cat owners reported overall health improvements. Plus, you can try it risk-free. That means a full refund if your cat won't eat their food. So, dude, what are you waiting for? Get your cat the food they deserve. For a limited time only, because you are a TMOS listener, you can get 35% off Smalls, plus an additional 50% off your first order by using the code TMOS. That's an additional 50% off. Just go to smalls.com and use promo code TMOS. Again, promo code TMOS for an additional 50% off your first order plus free shipping at smalls.com. So check it out. Kitty, kitty, kitty. You were saying before there was something else you wanted to talk to your brother about, Josh, but he wasn't aware of it. What was it?
No, this summer, Matt is leading a trip with another professor to take some college students to Africa.
Ah.
And I've heard that this frugalness, cheapness is causing issues with planning this trip.
Okay, I got to say, because we had a high school teacher that, when it was a big deal, had known the right people and would take his senior class to Russia in the late 80s. I mean, and there was no way for us to get over there. So these trips are amazing. If you can base them on an educational background, you can get them to these places. So what's the rub here? I mean, how can you mess that up? Yeah.
I want to bring him back later to talk about some past experiences in Africa.
Did you see the rains down in Africa? Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I've been to Tanzania now 3 times. This would be my 4th time going there to work in schools and teach. And I'm taking a bunch of education students from Mercer this summer to go there and teach. And there has been a little bit of my forget, like, because when I travel, I also travel in the most frugal way possible.
Yeah.
And so,
do you buy a one-way ticket to Africa?
Well, if I was booking it, yes. I don't even book it. This is booked by the university.
But I want you to know that I'm listening and I'm grabbing on to some of your policies. I'm paying attention.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, you mentioned that pet thing.
Yeah,
I remember I went to this last summer. I went to a place, an adventure museum, children's museum, adventure in Columbia, South Carolina. Cool museum. And they had this like section where you could take care of pets. And they had this little iPad type thing, touch screen, where you could fill in the information and it'll tell you what pet is perfect for you.
Okay.
And so I filled it all in and then I clicked what pet is perfect for me.
I'd say a bird.
Yeah. It came back as a houseplant. So that's that's what it says. So that's where I'm at with. And that sounds about right.
Well, so good for you. And you know, and don't think that's not a responsibility either.
I'm saying I have one in my office that's not quite alive, so I understand the responsibility.
You got to water it. Maybe get a plastic house plant just to start.
I think that's not a bad idea.
All right, so back to Africa.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. And so even like traveling and where we're staying, my thinking is like we will travel not like tourists, but like Tanzanians. And so like there's a 12-hour bus ride to get to the, because we go out way into a rural area where we're working at. And there's a 12-hour bus ride. And so I'm like, let's take the 12-hour bus ride. This is the way most people travel. Mm-hmm. As opposed to, you know, a private van. We can hire a private van. We can mm-hmm. take our time on the drive.
Yeah.
Hotels, where do we stay? At these really affordable hotels or some of the more touristy hotels. And it's weird, too, because I feel like I'm in the wrong for all this stuff, because if it was just me,
right,
I would do that. But I'm taking students who have never been to Tanzania before. I'm trying to have them have a good experience.
What is the quality of the bus that you have engaged for the trip?
Well, we actually are. I lost the fight over the bus. And so we will be taking now a high-speed train, which I think was a pretty good compromise. So we're not taking a private car.
Yeah, they're pretty much the same.
This is a
bus down dirt roads or
a train. Bullet train. And that has to make the trip amazingly shorter.
Yeah, it's like a 3.5 hour.
Yeah, nothing to
train
it.
Train as opposed to the 12 hour.
Yeah,
and then there's like a 2.5 hour, 3 hour bus ride after the train.
Do you really see this as a loss that you're going on a high speed bullet train?
No, this was a good compromise. I did it when the debate began, because there's another faculty member who I'm going with.
Okay.
And the other faculty member and I butt heads over the frugality and it's silly because it's not even our money. Like, it's Mercer's money mm-hmm. and we have it all in the budget. So like but it's not about the money. It's about the principle of the thing.
I hear you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like even when going to Boston, Josh's inclination is to take the Uber. I've never ridden an Uber in my life. Like,
we're gonna gotta treat yourself. It's fantastic.
No, there's a subway system there for you. All right. So you take the subway and the same way in Tanzania, you take the mass transportation. You don't do the private vehicles.
For Boston, I believe the compromise was Matt would use his hotel points to get us a hotel room if I agreed to take the subway once.
OK, how was your subway experience?
Well, we're going to go in a few weeks.
Oh, OK. So that's right. You've never been. So that's good. I did.
But I tried to explain to Matt. I've been on many subways.
Yeah.
None of them are good experiences.
No. Have you ever been on the New York subway?
Yes.
Yeah, I took it to see the Statue of Liberty, and it's a long ride, and it's not pleasant. I mean, fine. It does its job. It's just not pleasant. Yeah.
And that's back when they weren't pushing people into trains.
That's right. Exactly. So
okay. It's not a ride at Disney World. All right. I'm not doing it for the pleasant experience.
I want it to be pleasant. I mean,
because
God.
You can do it for $3. And my concern with Josh is if we stayed at the hotel together. And Josh got an Uber, it would be, I felt like it would pressure me into joining Josh in the Uber since he's already paying for it.
Well, that's the smart money right there.
Yeah, and so I would feel pressured into doing that.
Which if I'm
and I don't want to do
Uber,
the Uber.
Would then cost you less than the subway.
Yeah.
It's the principle of the thing, Josh, though.
I just look forward to the two of you in Boston arguing about who has a better pillow. My pillow is great. No, my pillow is great. So... good luck with that. And speaking of Tanzania, I have a thing about traveling in a second I want to ask you guys, because you both, you don't stay in your basement like me. You go around. Look, you're going to Africa like a world traveler. Fantastic. So we'll talk about that after this. So, derby time, Josh, right around the corner. Are you going to wear a hat of any sort to Jimmy's?
I was going to wear the bucket hat, but I gave it away last week.
Damn it.
So it is to be determined.
Okay. Well, we'd love to see you in a hat, because the Mike O'Mara Kentucky Derby Party is racing your way Saturday, May 3rd at 5 p.m. at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern for a night of fun, laughter, food, drinks, and, of course, the big race. My son was actively yesterday finding out when his finals were to see if he could get down in time for this. I said, you're allowed to miss it if you have a final exam, but otherwise we'd love to see you. It's going to be huge. I mean, Josh is coming from down south. He bought a one-way plane ticket. Mike will come up. It'll be great. And we're also having our legendary ladies hat contest. This is for men and women. I want you to think big, feathered, and fabulous. The most outrageous hat will win a prize pack chosen especially for you. Are you listening, Americans? The best part, it's free. So mark your calendars, rally your crew, and RSVP right now. You definitely want a reservation for this.
Yeah,
just call.
Still a few tables available.
Yeah, just a
call
couple.
Call Danielle.
703-435-GYMS. That's 703-435-GYMS. Mike and Josh are making the trip. The least you can do is come on into Herndon. See you Saturday, May 3rd at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. Remember, 703-435-GYMS or email danielle.jimmysoldtowntavern@gmail.com for reservations. danielle.jimmysoldtowntavern@gmail.com for reservations. You'll laugh till you're hoarse. We haven't done a good old-fashioned hangout at Jimmy's in a while, and it is the place to do it, especially the weather will be nice. He's got the outdoor beer garden. It's just going
to
be fantastic.
I've never been to Jimmy's, so I'm excited.
Oh, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. It's got the coldest beer in town. But you both have traveled to different places, and I love this list. Yes, it's a list, Josh. Sorry. The most disappointing tourist attractions. Have you ever been to like a major tourist attraction that you just said, this sucks? I have the top 10, but I'd like for you guys to weigh in to see if you can match up with the list.
I feel like I haven't gone to this place, but I feel like this one always gets mentioned as being underwhelming, and that's Mount Rushmore. Is that on the list?
It is not. It is not on the list. But it could be, you know, it could be just, but I would imagine it's the only thing around there, and that's it. So I imagine it would be pretty disappointing. It's in the middle of a lot of stuff that is just normal. So I'll buy that answer.
No, so it's kind of cheating.
No, I think you got me, because I definitely have been to disappointing places. I'm trying to think of tourist places.
Touristy places,
that
yeah.
That is disappointing.
Are you... Josh's answer, the Mike O'Mara Show. Very disappointing. two, for me, the Welcome to Las Vegas sign. That sign that is a diamond-shaped sign that they show on all the marketing for Las Vegas. And there's a line to get your picture taken with it. It's small. There's nothing to it. It's pretty, it's not that impressive.
If we're talking Vegas, can I just throw out Fremont Street?
That place is just a headache. Oh, my God. Yeah. And I don't like when we were approached by buskers to give them money. I mean, it's a whole business, Fremont Street. Very disappointing. Also,
what about south of the border? Huh? A lot of billboards. Disappointed locations.
Never disappoints. Go to the Alligator Alley. You'll love it. They still, you know, their motto now is we still sell ashtrays south of the border.
I think Times Square is another one of those disappointing.
That's number one. That's number one on the list. Times Square is.
There we go.
Yeah, it's there's not
really
much to it. Yeah, it's a
street
in New York.
You stand there and go, oh, I can shop.
Yeah. Precisely. I was also disappointed when I went to the Hofbrauhaus in Munich, but we went on Christmas Eve, and I didn't realize that Christmas Eve in Germany is where everybody stays home. So instead of the jolly beer hall with the Oompa band and everyone dancing in their Lederhosen, we just saw a bunch of sad German drunks. That was disappointing. So make sure you time your visit to the Hofbrauhaus better. Number 10, I'll run through these quick. Loch Ness in Scotland, where the monster allegedly is. Very disappointing.
Oh, there's no monster. That's disappointing.
But if the monster's there, now we're talking. The Four Corners Monument in the USA, where the four states meet at right angles, and you can use your hands and your feet to be in the four states at once. But again, what do you do after
that?
I think one of them might be New Mexico, Arizona.
Colorado, maybe?
Colorado, Maine, and of course, Florida. The Alaska. Colosseum in Italy. I've never been to Italy, but I guess the Colosseum is just there. Yeah.
I'm going. Yeah,
I can't wait to see your disappointment.
We're going to do a Team OS Extra where I go through my itinerary for this trip before I
love
go.
It. I love it.
Because I can't pronounce most of the places anyway.
Despite the Barry Manilow song, Copacabana Beach in Brazil. Copacabana Beach, disappointing. Also, number 6, in Belgium, the Mannequin Piss. Do you know what that is? That's the statue of the little boy peeing into the fountain.
Oh, okay.
Like the national symbol of Belgium. And be known to all who hear my voice, that's not the original pissing boy. They've moved him and replaced him with a duplicate. Christ the Redeemer in Brazil, the massive, massive statue of Jesus. Yeah. Do you find that disappointing? Would you? Do you think?
I've never gone to Brazil.
I've only seen the pictures.
Yeah, it looks cool on pictures.
The good thing. No, you know what? I'm a good guy. I'm not going to make that joke. Text me. I'll text the joke.
It is Easter.
It is. After all, we're right on Holy Weekend. The Dead Sea in Jordan and Israel, I imagine that would be a drag.
I don't know. I'd like to go float in the Dead Sea.
Everyone can float in it because it's very salty. Exactly. Right. Stonehenge in the United Kingdom. I would love to see it. But again, it's not close to London. It's like a trip in itself.
Right.
And so I love the fact that this morning it was mentioned, the Stonehenge was mentioned to one of the younger anchors on Channel 5. And he said, yeah. What is Stonehenge exactly?
But
I said, don't do that to yourself. Right.
Well, yeah. Point him in the direction of aliens.
And number two, since we know Times Square is number one, and I agree with this, the Hollywood Walk of Fame. It's the most disgusting sidewalk you've ever seen. Star after star after star. And you haven't heard of, even I haven't heard of most of them. And they're old. Right. We did write Don and Mike's name on an empty star with a Sharpie once, but I'm sure that's worn off by now.
Yeah, a little pressure washer cleared
30
that up.
Years ago. But
I am glad that only one of the things on your list is on my trip to Europe.
Well, I'll expand the list and find out other ways you can disappoint yourself.
Well, and I'm a little sad that the cherry blossoms of DC wasn't on that list.
That should be number one, three, and six. Because let the record show,
here in Macon, Georgia, we have a lot more cherry blossom trees, hundreds of thousands of cherry blossom trees. So we put that DC cherry blossoms to shame.
Are they better than the DC cherry blossoms, just like on a one-to-one basis?
There's just more of them.
Did the Japanese give them to you?
I don't know where they
ours were a gift from Japan, so deal with that.
But to be fair, we could make our own list of disappointing things in DC, and the cherry blossoms wouldn't be at the top.
That's true. We could make a list, and three of them would be about this actual episode of the show. But we're doing the best we can. No, you're right. Cherry blossoms are the biggest ripoff in the world. And, even if you've got more in Atlanta, that's just more nothing. So no thank you.
Well, we have a whole festival, and it's really a cool event down here. But I didn't mean to, again, I feel like I'm turning everything into a competition here. And I didn't mean to do it, but Macon does have more cherry blossoms in D.C.
What about the dogwoods in Atlanta?
I don't know much about the dogwoods in Atlanta. I'm curious. I need to do some more looking into the dogwoods in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. And we'll have you back as soon as we do that. Your new travel feature.
That's right,
but we're going to change your name to Johnny Dogwood. So those are the disappointments. And speaking of disappointments, we're coming up with beautiful video. Some wonderful, I got a baseball tape that I think you will enjoy today. I try to entertain my compatriots here. So stick around, folks. We'll come back. We'll do a beautiful video. And remember, Mike O'Mara back for the bonus show tomorrow. So how about that? Isn't that something? All right, here's some questions. Got some questions for you. How can you feel better? Do you need to lose a lot of weight? Do you need to lose 5 pounds? Do you need to lose 10 pounds? Do you need better sleep? Do you need more energy? Do you want help with anti-aging? Do you need help with brain fog? Oh, God, yes. Do you need a better hormone balance? How about better hair, skin, and nails? What about reducing your inflammation? Do you need better gut health? This is everybody. How about making those workouts really count by upping your performance optimizations? How about improving your mood or having enhanced libido, Josh, right? I think they know what we're talking about. Peptides are the future, and Carla O'Mara is here to help you. Her inbox is always open, so make sure to check out dermglowskin.com. That's dermglow, D-E-R-M-G-L-O-W, dermglowskin.com. Payment options include Klarna, HSA, FSA, and PayPal, so you can buy now and pay later. Folks, it's time to DermGlow, making you the best you that you can be, inside and out. Start your transformation today at DermGlowSkin.com. I'm Rob Spiewak, and like Mike, I love you all very much.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry.
Oh, 77 is fun.
77.
So let's say, have you ever been at a ballpark that has had a delay of game, or they've delayed the game for something other than weather?
We've had the ultimate delay.
What was that?
When the riots happened in Baltimore, we got locked inside of Camden Yards for our safety.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with when the lights went out in New Orleans at the Super
Oh, yeah, we also did that. That was much funner.
Power went out. But yeah, the riots,
at the
too.
Super Bowl? You were at that game?
Yeah, we were at that.
I didn't know that. I probably did know that in the back of my head. Have you ever been at a game that was paused because of bad audio engineering?
No, is that...
This is great. Watch
Oriole
this.
Park has bad audio.
Yeah, that sounds like Camden Yards, but...
Oh, no, but okay. This is really something. Listen to that high-pitched noise. Don't worry. The play-by-play will
3-1
take care of
ball game now.
How can you continue the game?
Yeah, there's a little buzz.
Oh, you know what? This
in is the ballpark, and it's not the fans.
This is because they're playing in the Yankees.
And they've halted play, trying to figure out if that buzz will subside.
It's not a buzz.
But there's a whistling effect in the sound system.
There we go.
Whatever they had.
Charlie, you had one job.
That is horrible.
Isn't that horrifying? Really bad.
I also feel bad for that audio engineer.
Well, he deserved it. He brought it on himself.
Hey, but it's good to see a Tampa Bay Rays game with so many fans in the stands. Look, the stadium looked pretty full.
I think that's probably the loudest they've had that stadium ever. It's not cheering that does it. It's the audio engineering.
And that stadium holds 15,000.
Is it that small?
Well, yeah, they're playing in a minor league park.
Oh, that's right. We already covered this. You know,
spring training park.
Here's a scary moment from a game. I believe it was yesterday.
He shoots that one off.
Right into the face of the first base umpire.
Oh, my.
Did it get him in the head?
I think it did. Got him right in the back of the head.
He's okay.
We were just talking the other day about how the base coaches wear helmets and that the base umpires should wear them as well.
What, knocking people out?
Yeah, Josh's reputation here of taking people out with his swings.
Yeah, are you still playing the league with the 18-year-old guys?
I am. I had a comeback on me a couple weeks ago.
Awesome. Awesome.
Thankfully, I was
all right. You just got to be careful. I mean, I can't imagine that has to smart, as they used to say, to get a line drive to the face. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't trust any of his calls at first base after that.
He would say, yep. He would be like dealing with David Hasselhoff eating that sandwich. You don't go to the mall much anymore. It's sad. I was a shopping mall kid growing up. It's where they'd drop us off on the weekend. My family would drop us off at Tyson's or Fair Oaks, and we just roam around the mall. And it was a safe place to be. Watch out for bears. This is a bear loose at a shopping mall. Outside, but still, this is something to deal with.
Oh, my God!
Look at him run.
Oh, my God!
Headed to Macy's.
Yeah, that bear was moving and getting close to some people. Ooh. You see that bear sending shoppers running for safety, and police and wildlife experts frantically trying to keep everyone there in that area safe. It appeared the bear had most likely emerged from hibernation and was looking for food. Fortunately, crews were able to chase the bear into an open area of wetlands and woods, which is the best case scenario for all involved.
It's sad that the bear could not find the food court. Because if he was hungry, so many options there.
Yeah.
Good old orange bowl. Yeah.
Malls are here trying to make a comeback. Macy's trying to hang in there. And then you just have a bear show up. It's just, it's hard enough for the malls out there. Come on.
They have to market it better. I mean, if you put Macy's 15% off President's Day sale plus live bear, now you've got me. I'm going. Yeah. They don't have to say that it's dangerous. They just have to say they've got a live bear. Yeah. We had a bear in my neighborhood a few years ago that I saw once, and I did not want to deal with it. It was on the side of the road. They're scary beings. Cute if they're small like teddy bears, but when it's running and looking for food, count me out. I'm not going to Macy's. Yeah. We've found out that you are not a pet owner, Matt. So, Josh, you will probably appreciate this, our last tape. The most vocal of the dog breeds, and I've collected tapes for a long time, is probably the Husky. And this poor woman even uses her grown-up mean mom voice, and the Huskies are still complaining. How would you? I mean, I love my dog, but I don't know if I could deal with this.
We're not doing this.
There's three of them.
Oh, there's three. What set them off?
that she's not letting them go out.
Yet another reason not to be a pet owner. That's all I hear.
The good thing is, though, one of those actual dogs got a job being the audio engineer at the Tampa Bay game.
They've got that
going for them, which is nice. Thank you so much, Matt, for taking some time out today and being flexible with your schedule. It's been a real pleasure talking to you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no, thanks. It's been fun for me. Shout out to you, Rob, for including two baseball videos in those videos, knowing your audience. I appreciate that.
Well, anyone that listens to Section 336 loves the baseball videos. And since we have you guys, do you want to do a plug? I mean, you're both here.
Yeah, you can go to Section 336 and hear us argue more about the team we care the most about.
Yeah. Hey, and can I do one more plug?
Of course.
There is I host another podcast. This is very niche, but the Journal of Adolescent and Adult Literacy podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Listeners can listen to that, where I interview literacy scholars to talk about their research.
Where can they find that? All podcast platforms?
Yeah, just search up the Journal of Adolescent and Adult Literacy podcast, or JAAL podcast, and it'll pop right up.
Would you like people to like and follow and give 5 stars?
I would. Yes,
that would be
very
great.
Much so.
And of course,
it would make this hour and 30 minutes worth it.
And don't forget, Christians for Aliens, still ostensibly a page on Facebook.
Yeah, you can like and follow that one too.
So now, are we friends?
Oh, wow. You're putting me on the spot here at the end?
I don't get you tomorrow. I got to know now.
All right, SpeeWac. We are now friends.
I am a happy guy.
I'm going to go right to Facebook.com and make it official.
I'm going to go talk to all my Christian friends about aliens. Don't forget that Mike O'Mara is back for the bonus show tomorrow. We really appreciate you listening all week. Check out Jimmy's, check out the cruise, all that stuff at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you, Josh.
Of course. See you tomorrow.
And thank you, Matt.
All right. It's been a pleasure.
Me too.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I'm over here now.